This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Washington. President Trump on Wednesday signed an executive order declaring a national emergency and barring U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment made by firms that they say pose a national security risk. One of the ones, a big one, Huawei, stands right there in the middle of this firestorm. Who better to kick things off with us here on the show with me, Kate Delaney? I'm actually broadcasting from Florida then. My pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, you say it all the time, boy, interesting times, and this is a big one.
Well, may you live in interesting times is the Chinese proverb, speaking of China. And actually, they are really under the gun, and they should be, frankly. I mean, I read an article for WorldNet Daily every week, and even though it's a right-wing publication and I'm a left-winger, my column is called Liberal and Proud, and I wrote it about China because actually I think that they do spy. They don't have the same ethics and morals that the United States companies do, and I think the president, I hate to say it because I'm definitely not a Trumper, but the president is right on this one.
Nice. I agree with you too, by the way, because if somebody doesn't eventually stand up, where do we ultimately sit? We keep doing the same thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no question. All right, now let's stick to other countries and what's going on, like Iran saying that they're going to partially pull out of the nuclear deal that they signed with the U.S. So where does that put us?
Well, the question is that we also took our families and non-essential personalities out of Iraq. Now, Iraq and Iran have never gotten along. And in fact, if you go to Iran, they have a memorial to the Iraq-Iran war, which happened before we took over Iraq in 2003. And it has watercolored in red to symbolize blood. And so what's really interesting is that clearly we are very, very worried about Iran and what they could do. Now, some people say that that's just ridiculous, that we don't really have anything to worry about, but I honestly just don't know.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing based on what I've been keeping up with, etc. There's a lot of gray area, I guess, there is what we would say, and that's not surprising, especially when we go through the history of dealing with Iran and nukes, right?
Right, and there is absolutely no love lost between Iraq and Iran, mm-hmm. That is for sure. And now the question is, if they partially pull out of the deal, the deal has them not selling or on the open market their oil, et cetera. And the question is, now will they be able to pull out of the deal and sell it to anyone? That's the question.
Yeah, there you go. How about this story about the Pentagon awarding $646 million in a border wall contract? So there are elements to this whole border wall thing that are happening, right?
Absolutely. You know, the president said he was going to build a wall, and he's determined that he's going to build a wall. It doesn't matter that I think, and I have read, that the bad guys are going to get submarines, and they're just going to transport people away from the border. I think the wall is not the smartest idea, because I think there are going to be many ways around it, but that's just me.
There you go. I like that. That's just me. So the House Judiciary Committee decides on Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for ignoring the subpoena. What does that mean when you're held in contempt of Congress?
Well, it generally means is that you get referred to the Justice Department, but William Barr is in charge of the Justice Department. So we don't really know what it means, because obviously he can just sit on it as the cabinet member who's in charge of the Justice Department. So it just depends. Normally, the Justice Department is a referral to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department prosecutes it as they would anything else. But, of course, if you're going to go after the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, then what do you do? No one seems to know the answer.
Yeah, there you go. Is there ever a break in Washington? What's going on for fun?
Not under this president, there is. I mean, under Obama and even Bush, we actually, except for the war, we basically had it pretty easy. But not everything changes on a dime with this president.
Boy, isn't that the truth. All right, Ellen, as always, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say. China, obviously, and she said, you know, she's a lefty, but she agrees with what's going on with China. And the hammer has definitely been laid down. There's no question about that. Then it's a reaction, I think, from all of us outside of the Beltway as to what does this mean for us. I gave you that challenge where just walk around your own home and see how much of what you put in your house is made in China. You know, that's the old joke, just turn it over and you'll see, and you'd be very surprised by that. But in all seriousness, technology wise, there are parts and other essentials that are made there. We see what's going on with the farmers. In fact, I'm in the great state of Florida now, moving from Georgia to Florida, and I was hearing a little press conference today from the governor, Ron DeSantis, who said that, you know, he was going to make funds available to try to help those small farmers for what they may be suffering with at the hands of what's now happened with China. And he's made some headlines lately because just the other day he talked about the two counties that he says the Russians hacked, but he can't tell which, as the voter databases in these counties were definitely tangled with, but they say it didn't affect ultimately what happened in 2016. So there you have it. I love the fact, though, that he took action right away and said, okay, we're going to make money available. We're going to figure this out so that these farmers don't get stuck, because who knows how long this is going to go on with China, because they're levying their own tariff back at us, retaliation for what now has been clamped down on the Chinese. And that's why it's a little bit challenging for people in certain roles, because we're going to see, as I said the other day, there's no doubt that if you go to Costco, if you go to Walmart, you're going to see some of those prices be jacked up and passed on because of the kind of tax that we're, you know, talking about, let's face it. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Milan Vukovic. He's one of my favorite people, and I've talked about the fact that he and I had that conversation a couple of months ago off the air where he talked about his dad and finding out about Tehebo Tea. Well, he started Tehebo Tree Club because he found out about the Paul D'Arco tree and what that, the medicinal possibilities of that. And it's fascinating to me, actually, to watch his story and to hear what they're doing and how people feel like they're really getting an incredible boost from this tea, because it goes to that whole natural thing, and then what are the nutrients that are coming into it. So he's always fun to catch up with. And like I said, the fact that he started this tea club based on what happened with his dad and left a lucrative career was so fascinating to me. And he did this, you know, a while ago, and he's seen it really, really explode after his father was diagnosed with colon cancer back in 1998. And he went to one of the best medical centers in the country, in Houston, Texas, in fact, where he had surgery, and then the rest is history with what Tehebo Tea or Paul D'Arco did for him. He's next. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I think there's a lot of people that are thrilled that they found Dahibo Tea Club. And I know that I'm one of them. I've talked about meeting Milan Vukovic. Actually, it was a weekend, and he had sent me an email, and we had this conversation, and it was such an interesting conversation about the journey that he took to get to where he is. And now it's exciting to watch people that are listening to this show that are getting, you know, the part of the Dahibo Tea Club. They're getting it. They're seeing the medicinal possibilities of what can happen. And I said, with all the travel, for me, soak it, drink it, and it's made all the difference in the world. Especially when you're speaking as much as I am, whether you're speaking on a big stage or you're speaking behind the microphone and amplifying in some way. And I've really, really prevented, I think, honestly, the possibility of even strep throat or sore throat, etc. So, Milan, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. Ah, he disappeared. He had to go get his tea. So he's coming back to us. But I've been talking about what it was like for me going through, especially when we made the turn into the beginning of the new year, which is where a lot of times I pick up, maybe that's where I hit that cold or somebody is around me and it becomes disastrous for me because of what I do for a living. How are you, sir? We haven't talked in a while.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about what you've seen. I know because you've sent me some notes about listeners and the fact that a lot of listeners are discovering really the, I call it the power of what this tea has done for them. And what have you heard?
Well, we've had phenomenal success with the listeners calling us, and I really want to thank the listeners for calling us because that's why we do have a phone number that's available. And as a matter of fact, one of the listeners, Barbara in Montana, when she called, she said, you know, she says, that's fantastic that you've actually got a phone number that people can call and order on the phone as well as talk to you in person if they want to. Now, besides the fact that the tea is effective against all types of cancers, a lot of the things that the tea fights with are things that are chronic. For example, people that have chronic bladder infections. Well, what happens oftentimes is they'll have a bladder infection, they'll go on antibiotics for 2 weeks, and then a month later the infection will come back, they'll go on antibiotics for 2 weeks, a month later it comes back, and they'll keep cycling. Well, the tea is so effective, for example, against infections, that with a bladder infection, it'll get rid of the bladder infection just as fast or faster than one would with antibiotics, which would be in 2 weeks or less. And the great thing about the tea is that one can keep drinking it, and they won't keep getting the infections back again. As a matter of fact, if somebody wants to see the tea work miraculously, let's say they have a tooth infection, and their head is throbbing like it's going to explode in the cartoons or something like that. All they have to do is take a drink of the tea, hold it in their mouth for 1 or 2 minutes, and the pain will immediately go away. Now, you can't even knock out the pain with a Vicodin that fast. But now you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so you have to drink the tea for a week to 10 days in order to get rid of all the bacteria. Otherwise, the pain obviously comes back. But it's a beautiful way to be able to help the body to heal itself and help the immune system contend with a lot of the different issues that we have to contend with on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a strange thing that when I looked at him, he'd fall apart. He's a very unprofessional actor, you know.
You did totally break him up.
Yeah, yeah, sick man. but I really enjoyed working with him, and as you'll notice if you watch the television things that we did, whenever I look at him, he's gone. He always just started with a little smile, and then you'd hear him go, and then he was gone.
The great Tim Conway, one of the stars of the Carol Burnett Show, dead at the age of 85. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney again, broadcasting from Jekyll Island in Georgia. Did you ever see him on those old Carol Burnett shows? You don't even have to be, you know, you could be in your mid-40s and you would remember the Burnett show. My husband actually talks about thinking he was the most hilarious character ever. And he'd been battling a long-time illness before his death. He was not suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, but he wasn't doing well, and that was certainly announced earlier in the year. But you think about it, he won 3 Emmys for co-starring in the Carol Burnett show. It ran from 67 to 78, and a fourth member of the writing team. So he performed, he wrote, he did that. He had his own variety show for a while. He starred in a couple of comedies. He was in The Shaggy D.A., and there was another movie called The Apple Dumpling Gang. I was just looking that up. And then, of course, he was the bumbling ensign, Charles Parker, way back in the day in McHale's Navy. And if you go to TV Land, they show all those old shows. So I think even younger people that watch some of TV Land can understand who he was. And, of course, he made appearances in sitcoms like Coach and 30 Rock, too. And he's a great improv master. I had the pleasure of having him on a show once. It was a sports show that I was doing. He was on with his son, and we had a really nice conversation. This was a couple of years ago. He liked the horses, and we were talking about the races. So the family's even saying that instead of donations, they're asking for donations to the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health at the Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas. But dead at the age of 85. I just remember him in the one Burnett sketch where he was Mickey Hart, you know, where there was the mama thing. Vicki Lawrence was mama, and then there was Eunice, and I don't know, spending some time in the South and kind of watching that funny old portrayal, I thought was cleverly done. So we had older stars passing away in the beginning of the week, Doris Day yesterday, and then Tim Conway today. This is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends. And so odds and ends means there's, I think, interesting news that's happening or conversation going on around the country that maybe is not being talked about because we just keep hitting the same thing, the one thing, Russia, 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 the border, which is all important, but there's much more to our lives, and there's much more going on discussion-wise. Tiger Woods gets the Medal of Freedom, he wins his 5th Masters, and then the discussion turns to Tiger Woods being hit with a lawsuit after a death. The family of a Florida man who was drunk when he crashed his car is suing Tiger Woods, his girlfriend, and the restaurant company, saying they should have prevented him from drinking too much and driving to his death. It's not a funny matter, but of course they're going after him. The 24-year-old was Nicholas Emsberger, and he died back in December near Port Salerno, which is about 20 miles from the Woods Jupiter restaurant and bar, when he crashed his Corvette. Woods owns the restaurant where Emsberger worked as a bartender. And anyway, the lawsuit was brought by his parents. He finished his shift at 3, sat at the bar drinking, and died in a single car accident.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law. This measure bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the passage of the abortion bill in Alabama that would ban virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest, calling it very sad and heartbreaking. And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running for the White House, says,
it's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
Backers of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining question in the Roe v. Wade decision, which established a woman's right to an abortion.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points, the S&P up 16, and the NASDAQ up 88. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm blaming it on the alligators. Somebody cut the cord. Kate Delaney, but we are back at it, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the great state of Florida. Milan Vukovic joins us again as he patiently was waiting in our virtual green room. And we've been talking about...
Well, you know what it might be, Kate, is we had 1/10 of an inch of rain here in California. And when we get 1/10 of an inch of rain, it wreaks havoc on the phone system.
No kidding. And I see that all the time when we're in our when we're in our mini studio in Dallas, because it's like a flood there. And when it floods, that's exactly what happens. But, you know, it's interesting. It's preparing for the unexpected. And I think that's what Tahibo tea does. It prepares you for the unexpected. So if you are drinking Tahibo tea for what the possibilities are, it's, I think it strengthens your immune system. That's what I said, I believe, was happening for me. Do you think there's real truth to that?
Oh, absolutely the case. You know, since Tahibo Tea Club's, you know, original pure polyarco super tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to fight with. Parasites would be some type of infestation. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what our tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is help regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection or diabetes or cancer. And what you had mentioned with regards to keeping the immune system up, a customer of ours from San Diego one day called up to order, and we'd noticed that she'd been a customer for about 5 or 6 years. And I asked her, I said, you know, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking the tea? And she says, yes. She says, you know, with every order you send out in an informational booklet that has a lot of the attributes of benefits, the beneficial properties of the tea, and right in the middle of the booklet, you've got about 30 things listed that the tea is good against, she says. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old. I don't take one pill, and I look like I'm 65. So she says, you know, it's too late to plant a garden when you're hungry. You have to start planting the garden right away. So a lot of our customers take it for health maintenance and to prevent themselves from getting sick. And, of course, we have a lot of customers that only find out about the tea once they are sick. And, you know, God bless them. They get better. And not a day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of success. And not a week goes by that somebody doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery, bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it, or diabetes. To be able to get off the needle and insulin is huge for a diabetic.
So absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up and went through that the list of what's certainly happened to so many people who find themselves in those different health crisis situations. Did you think, when you first went down this journey, when what happened with your dad and then his recovery, that this would become such a life-changing passion, by the way, for you?
No, not really. You know, my only motivation when I founded the Hebo Tea Club was to have the source of pure product as opposed to what you can get at the supermarkets and places like that. And everything else other than my father's colon pancreatic cancer case, I actually learned from our customers. So in terms of fighting diabetes, in terms of infections, in terms of viruses and all of that. And, you know, that's why we're so happy to hear from our customers, because it helps us to learn about our tea and also helps us to share their experiences with other customers. So I welcome people to call us. Our telephone number is 818-965-9113. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. California time, Monday through Saturday. And that phone number one more time is 818-965-9113. And call us either to place an order or talk about their case, because I'm sure that over the 12 years since I started at the Hebo Tea Club, that there's someone who's called in with a similar condition to theirs, whether it's HIV virus or whether it's herpes or whether it's diabetes. Now, the important thing for folks to remember is that what the tea does is it helps the body to heal itself. So there's a healing process involved, but a person can see the healing going on right in front of their very eyes. So, for example, with somebody who has diabetes, they need to continue taking their insulin, or if they're taking a pill like metformin, and they start drinking a tea. And let's say that they're taking, on average, 40 units of insulin daily. What they'll notice is that after 2 weeks of drinking a tea, they'll only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin. And 2 months, they won't need the insulin whatsoever. And the tea is so effective against diabetes that it works in well over 90% of the cases. Similarly, with regards to infections, a person can get rid of an infection faster than they can with antibiotics or penicillin. And it's a godsend for people that have chronic infections because they can not only get rid of the infection just as quickly or faster, they can just keep drinking a tea and they won't have the infection come back.
Yeah, and that's key. And you've obviously seen this because, as you said, for the decade plus that you've been doing it, that's the reaction that you're getting from a lot of people that are calling you, obviously, and I love the fact that they can get a hold of you. Milan, thanks so much for joining us on the show to once again tell us about the incredible healing properties of Tahibo tea. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, so good stuff. You know, and like I said, what happened to me was we had the conversation, and then he sent me some tea, and I saw for myself once I figured out it was pretty easy to soak it. And I like tea, so once I figured out what it would, what it started to do for me, then that's when, boom, the light bulb went off. I like what he said there about, you know, you want to plant that garden before you really desperately need it. And don't we say that all the time? All right, so speaking of that, in this segment that I'm going to kind of call odds and ends here, there is a lot happening that is outside of the Beltway. And I always say that this show is about what happens in your backyard and mine that we're all talking about. And obviously, one of the things we're talking about is China, because of it affecting farmers and goods that are going to go both ways, and what does that mean, and really that the fact that you heard Ellen Ratner at the top say, listen, there isn't anyone that comes more liberal than me, but I think in this case this was the right thing to do because of what was going on with the Chinese. But where does it all end up, and how does it end up, and what is the final, you know, what is the final blow that perhaps changes everything? That remains to be seen at this point, because we don't know. We don't know if the Chinese are going to come up with something different that they're going to do. In other words, levy some other kind of tax our way, because it is definitely tit for tat. So what does that ultimately, you know, mean? Does it mean that you're going to see sky-high prices on some of the common goods that you pick up? And I'm going to say, yeah, you can count on that being probably more of the norm, that what you pick up at Walmart that normally wouldn't cost XYZ when the taxes hit, meaning, you know, the bigger tariffs, that's when you'll notice maybe even a 60 to 70% shoot up or markup, if you will, on whatever it is, especially when we're talking about home goods and anything that's food related. All of that is going to absolutely go up in this country, and of course it would obviously go up in their country as well because of the whole import export situation. That was the idea of it. And it's interesting that we find ourselves at this point where we're now at that, you know, line in the sand. And the line in the sand is a pretty big line in the sand, let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of, you know, calling somebody out, whether it's a country, an opponent, etc., boy, we've seen a lot of that in sports lately, and it's almost time for us to go to the man cave. We're winding down the NBA season, the same thing with the NHL, and it's a question of who ultimately makes it to, you know, these final series, East, West, etc. And we're not quite there yet, but we're inching closer and closer. And the deeper you get into, I think, frankly, both of these playoffs, whether it's on the hardwoods or on the ice, the more, if there's enough there and it's the right teams, the more attention gets heaped, even on hockey. I mean, hockey love grows in the playoffs much more than in the regular season. It makes sense because the intensity of the competition, number one, ratchets up to a much bigger degree than during the regular, very long season. Just ask the Sharks, 5-4 over St. Louis in overtime. 5-4 in overtime. And, of course, St. Louis leads the series or the Sharks lead the series 2-1. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
And what would we be talking about in that man cave? A lot of things, including the fact that I have a big announcement coming up about what I'm involved in on Saturday, and I'm so thrilled that I was asked to participate in this. In fact, I'm very honored that they thought of me, my pal Dave Carey, and what's happened with his family and the importance of Children's Hospital and the fact that early in the morning you're going to be able to go and find me doing that live streaming thing on Twitcher, and it's, you know, gaming for a serious reason, and I'm going to have a chance to talk to Dreamy, who's won back-to-back Madden 19 winner, and he's won in back-to-back years. It's just absolutely incredible, and just what's happened in the gaming world and the fact that they're paying it forward esports, and this is for Children's Medical Center, their emergency room renovation in Dallas. This live stream on Saturday, they're using gaming technology to also help researchers find a cure for cancer. You just have to think of somebody said to me today, wow, that's cool. I don't get it. And I said, think algorithms. So we're going to talk to Dave Carey in our next show. And then his son, imagine this, his son Trenton Carey, before the age of one, had already seen his, you know, had received his first heart transplant. So he and his family, he's got a great wife, Val, spent a month in the hospital. And, of course, the nurses, doctors, the other families there, they would have been very close to them. So it seemed like normal life after that. Imagine normal after that happening when you're not even one. And from that, it's because of the chemotherapy, all that stuff. He had a normal life, but he developed cancer from the transplant medicine and then spent more time in and out of the hospital getting chemotherapy. He fully recovered but would need a second heart transplant only 2 years later. I'm going to let Dave tell you more of that story when we talk to him on our next show. But, you know, families show up and all of a sudden they get thrown this curveball and they don't have the support and the resources to deal with, they're not home to deal with what happens then. So now we fast forward to this play it forward, esports tournament. And it's going to show you the power of online gaming and the growth of it through the networks, et cetera, in this capacity, especially so unique. First event that will benefit patients and children's health, Dallas and their families by raising money from the online streamers to support what I said, that emergency room renovation. And I don't know if many people know this or not, but Complexity Gaming is one of this country's longest standing and most successful esports organizations. It's owned by Jerry Jones now, the Dallas Cowboys, and one of the initial investors, I think John Goff. So, and they've done some pretty wild things and won massive amounts of titles, but now this is all being thrown into for this particular stream. And like I said, You can watch it. You can get up and watch it in the morning. And Dreamy will be there. He's one of the top players in the world, certainly for Madden. There's no doubt about it. And guess who else is going to be there? And I'll be talking to him. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, who has his own incredible Playmakers Academy. And, of course, won 3 Super Bowls. I don't really have to tell you who Michael Irvin is. He's a household name. And you see him if you're watching football during the season, and I'm sure he's getting ready for that. So it's going to be interesting to be a part of this and to bring you more of those really cool stories about what's happening. But I wanted to make sure that I planted that seed, and I'll give you more details as we go along. All right, no seed planting necessary, like I said, as we are still in the throes of, I'm going to call it, the first quarter of Major League Baseball while we're winding down hoop and hockey. In fact, you had Milwaukee beat Toronto 108-100. So that game one goes to Milwaukee. And that's, I think, going to be an interesting series. And that came down, obviously, to those final moments in the fourth and final quarter there. And that's why I say to somebody, you know, when it's really tight like that, it's that second half of the game that makes such a difference. And that's when you don't want to get up. like you see the diehards are there, but more than the diehards, especially when you're talking about playoffs, for goodness sake. And then there's a story that broke on ESPN. And somebody sent me actually a text about this, that the New York Jets interim general manager, Adam Gase, makes his first trade. Wednesday night, they agreed to send linebacker Darren Lee to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 2026 round pick. So he inherited, Gase did, personnel clout, if you will, when the general manager announced, well, when the general manager was fired after 4 seasons, when that was announced. And Gase, of course, was hired back in January as the coach. He serves now as the interim GM until a new one is hired. So he's going to play that double duty thing. It's interesting. The Jets are just smart. They're moving quickly to get ahead of things because we know how this happens. All of a sudden, slowly, it looks like a slow ramp up, but then boom, we're in the middle of the season. Last year, it seems like it went by in a blink of an eye. I couldn't believe that here we are starting the season talking about training camps, and poof, we go from sipping Slurpees, hanging over the fence, watching some training camp stuff to the real thing in the NFL. It goes by so quickly compared to Major League Baseball and hoop and hockey, like I said, now that are at the tail end of, you know, their seasons. And are they going to win? Are they going to lose? Or are they going to, you know, do they move on and that's it? But, boy, and while that's happening, you have the PGA Championship. And here we are now, where you get to the real stuff on Thursday and Friday, and who's going to be there for moving day. Tiger Woods is, of course, somebody that everyone always watches, but particularly coming off of that Masters win. So he decided that, you know, he didn't show up at Bethpage Black on Wednesday before the PGA Championship because he thought he needed to rest and be away from the course rather than play a final practice round. Woods' agent, Mike Steinberg, denied that he was feeling ill because that rumor, of course, immediately spread that something was wrong. He has played a practice round at Bethpage about a week ago and put in that kind of work, figuring out the yardages and the sight lines and, you know, all of that. And earlier in the week, he said that he was only going to practice at the course after playing 9 holes. On Monday, he said he would play 9 more holes. On Wednesday, he was going to play a practice round with Harold Varner, but never came to the course and just decided it was better not to do that. So the PGA will be his first tournament since winning his 15th major championship and 5th Masters way back on April 14th. Bethpage can be a beast. I had the pleasure of playing Bethpage a long time ago when there was a U.S. Open that was being held there and the media was invited, and I was in the New York media to come out and play it. And the fescue and the conditions, it was incredible. But it was incredibly hard unless you were stroking the ball, right, you know, striping it right down the middle. It was thrilling to play there, but it was very tough. It was I was scrambling the whole day to try to put myself in a position where I could at least have a decent shot at just, you know, I wasn't looking at birdies, at just, if anything, breaking even, making par. Rough life, huh? I got to play Bethpage. So if you are a golfer and you don't think it's a good walk spoiled, tune in and you'll see what a difficult course, honestly, this really is. Thanks so much for traversing with us in and out of this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.